The following is another Platte River Radio sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Elm Creek has controlled the offense so far early in the game. Swing up front by Leibarger is blocked right back over to the Buffaloes and then returned for an Elm Creek point. And that is Kadra Brodeen. Brodeen with her first kill.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Overton as the unbeaten Eagles welcome in Wilcox, Hildreth, and Elm Creek. High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Overton will set Eklund. Short set. She's blocked up front, dug out by the Eagles. Set to the other side. That'll be swatted across by Lang, and nobody gets it for the Mustang. Overton has the lead for the first time since it was 1-0.
The Eagles are off to a perfect 5-0 start while Elm Creek and Wilcox-Hildreth try to snap that streak. It's the Overton Try coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Overton High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Doug Duda back with you here at Overton for our final match of this Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. The two teams that have won their first match tonight over Wilcox-Hildreth, Overton and Elm Creek. The starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank for Elm Creek. Number two is freshman Shelby Ferguson. Number seven, senior Kadra Brodeen. Number five is junior Jackie Berkey. Number 12, sophomore Yayla Oberholzer. Number six, Casey Sutherland is a sophomore. And number one is sophomore Tori Minor. The libero is senior Whitney Hubbard wearing number three. Elm Creek without the services of Haley Boston, her thumb back in a cast and going to be out for quite some time. For coach Randy McCarter, assisted by Linda Killian, Elm Creek's 5-3 on the season. For Overton, their rotation starts with number six, 5'6", senior Lori Callahan. Number eight, 5'4", senior Paige Smith. Number five, 6-foot junior Grace Eklund. Number 12, 5'5", senior Miranda Farley. Number one, 5'6", sophomore Kinsey Enix. And number nine, a 5'4", sophomore Madison Beavers. The head coach is Haley Ryan, assisted by Alicia Remigy, a perfect 6-0, ranked as high as eighth in the state in Class D1. And that's a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank, investing in assets locally at Five Points Bank. Elm Creek with the yellow tops and blue trim, they'll move from right to left. And the dark jerseys for Overton, the black with the blue trim, they'll move from left to right. Elm Creek has won the toss, so they'll serve it away, and here we go. Shelby Ferguson, the freshman, fires it over. Overton gets it to Callahan, drives it into the back row, and it's dug out there by the libero Hubbard. And we have our first rally on the opening point. For Overton, they'll go to the outside. Callahan rolls it over the block. Ready is Ferguson. Set to the middle. Here's the attack from the middle. Jackie Berkey. Dig made back row by the sophomore. They'll get it up to Callahan. She's blocked. Digs her own block. Quite a point on the opener. Eklund, first touch, is a tip. Return right back to her. Berkey. Have a little tip trill going. Now it's Elm Creek with Overholzer. She's blocked by Eklund. Ball's above the net. Finally going to be tipped down by Elm Creek. Jackie Berkey with a heck of a rally on the opening point of this match. So Shelby Ferguson will go back and serve it away and fire this one into the deep corner. It's overpassed right back into the hands of Hubbard, set by Ferguson. They'll go to the left-hander on the outside. Kadra Brodeen, dig in the back row by Beavers and tipped across. Elm Creek will have the volleyball at the net. They decide to set it across, and Eklund tries to go with a quick return and put it into the net, and Elm Creek's up 2-0. Overton, with a lot of these girls that have played 3 and 4 years, started young, and as we said in the first match tonight, took some lumps, and now they are given a few of them at 6-0. Eklund with the attack, but a good dig by Elm Creek to pass it back over. Dig by Callahan to the outside, the punch across by Paige Smith. Here's the set into the middle. The attack going to be blocked up front by Eklund. Good dig, Elm Creek. They're keeping the ball off the floor. Now Eklund blocks it again, and this time it's down. Haven't seen a lot of ace blocks in our first two matches tonight, which both teams swept over Wilcox-Hildreth, but Eklund will get an ace block here, and Overton is on the board, 2-1. Callahan to serve, waste no time, gets it over to Hubbard. In the middle, it'll be Berkey to tap it across. Here's a set by Enix. She sets it across and picked up there by Sutherland. Passed across by Overholzer, getting the start tonight with Boston out. Middle attack sets a little off the mark, so Eklund had to adjust and tip it over, and Berkey sets it back for Elm Creek. Passes off the mark. It's going to be an Elm Creek point. Nothing special about that one, just mishandled by Overton. And into the ball game, here comes Olivia Hubbard, who had 21 service points against Wilcox-Hildreth. If you're just joining us, they were down 12-10 in the first set. They scored 15 in a row and then started the next game with 10 in a row and cruised to that 25-12, 25-8 victory. Here the ball is returned back over to the Buffaloes. Ferguson sets to the outside. The swing is going to be driven across that time and picked up off the attack. Eklund will fire it over and she'll get the kill. Grace Eklund with the first kill of this match for Overton. And we're tied at two. Paige Smith on the serve. And Paige will fire it across. Mishandled, ace serve, 3-2. That one died before it got to the back row, and Hubbard's stab was not good enough to keep the ball alive. 3-2, your score. Overton with their first lead. And Smith to serve it away. Another short one, and it's good for another ace. And it is 4-2. Back-to-back ace serves for Paige Smith. And this one will float into the middle to Hubbard. Set to the outside. Here's the attack by Casey Sutherland, and this time it's down and good. So Sutherland with the kill. Casey with her first kill, 4-3. And Elm Creek will drop back Whitney Hubbard to serve it away. Hubbard takes a little extra time from the middle of the service area. Half step and fires it across to Callahan. Here's the set by Smith. Go to Eklund on the right side. She's blocked up front by Miner, and then it goes out of bounds. It'll be Elm Creek volleyball. Off the block of Miner, it ricocheted off the front row of Farley and went out of bounds. So we'll give the point there to Tori Miner. And the serve is out of bounds for Hubbard. So right back over to Overton it goes. And to serve it away will be Eklund. Scoreboard reads 5-5. I must have missed one in there somewhere. I have 5-4. Elm Creek with the ball to Miner. Miner off the tip, takes it across. 5-5 is your score. And the attack is going to be just out of bounds on the left wing from Miranda Farley. And Elm Creek will get the volleyball, take the lead back at 6-5. Oberholzer to serve it away here. Perfect 6-0 for Overton, 5-3 for Elm Creek to Eklund in the back row. Farley, the tip at the net, is returned one-hand quick time by Sutherland, and Eklund in the back row is going to take a swing at it. Picked up by Olivia Hubbard to the outside. Sutherland followed through into the net. Net violation, point Overton. 6-6, game one, best of three, our final match tonight here in the Overton Triangular. And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Follow these high school athletes throughout the season. And how about an ace serve for Overton's Miranda Farley? Farley will give Overton the lead now at 7-6. A couple of lefties out here for these teams, and Farley is one of them. High toss and now a high soft serve into the back row to Whitney Hubbard. Set to the middle. Miner shoves it across there. Picked up by Smith. Set to the middle. Enix, and the swing is down and good by Madison Beavers. Perfect set. Beavers got a real big swing on that one, and it is 8-6. Eagles with the lead. Track the volleyball down and toss it back to Farley, looking for three in a row from the service line. And Farley a little deep on that one. Out of bounds it goes. First service error of this match, and Elm Creek will sub back in with Kadra Brodeen. Back to serve it away, Casey Sutherland. Don't forget football tomorrow. SEM at Pleasanton here on Classic Hits. Serve is passed almost into the net. Nice save that time by Farley to get it out of there. Tipped right back over by Elm Creek. Set Smith, right side. Enochs takes it across. Dig is made there by Whitney Hubbard. On the right side, it's tipped over by Elm Creek's Brodeen. Couple of more tips, and now the swing up front by Beavers. Will not get over. It caught the tape. And the attack error will give Elm Creek a tie ball game here. 8-8 to third of the way through this opening game. Casey Sutherland to try and give the lead back to Elm Creek. And this serve is going to be stabbed out by Enix. It goes above the net and an easy put down by Elm Creek, but they call him in the net. Oh, a tough one there on Elm Creek. The Earls had no idea that they were in the net on that one, and a break for Overton. And they will get the lead back at 9-8. And Kinsey Enix that goes with the serve into the net. So right back over to Elm Creek. 9-9, and here's Jackie Berkey back into the front row. Tori Miner to serve it away for the Buffaloes and Coach Brandy McCarter. looking to get their sixth win of the season. A strong one. Eklund wouldn't quite know what to do with it. It stays in the back row. They're going to have to bump it across. They do. And good survival there. Oberholzer sets it into the middle. Berkey tips it across. Enix with the dig. Here's a set middle. And Beavers, all she can do is tip it. And that's good enough. Nobody backed up the double block and give the kill to Madison Beavers, her second of the game. Only the third for Overton. But they do have 10 points. So Elm Creek's kind of pushing the pace here. But Overton also has three ace serves. This one's not an ace. It's out of bounds. And three of the last four Elm Creek points have been on service errors from Overton. Back to serve it away, Shelby Ferguson, as we start our second time through the service rotation, and we're all knotted up at 10. Taking a dime, and Ferguson serves it right down the middle to Beavers. Here's the set. Enix goes to the right side. The attack, Callahan, is off the block and picked up by Hubbard. To the outside, Overholzer. All she can do is set it across. Enix goes middle. There's Eklund with the tip. She'll get it down and get her second kill. 11-10, Overton, back and forth here in game number one. And Callahan will serve it away for Overton. She's played ever since her freshman year and fires this one down the middle. Picked up by Sutherland. It's overpassed, and Eklund has an easy tip. Grace Eklund with back-to-back kills, and Overton up by two now at 12-10. And Callahan to serve. Misplayed in the back row, trying to just get it over the net, and it will be sent across by Casey Sutherland. Short set middle, wide open attack, down and good, Grace Eklund. And that's what Overton has been able to do a lot of this season, and it will force a timeout on the floor. Callahan with the service point, Eklund with the kill, her fourth. And in game one, unbeaten Overton leading Elm Creek 13-10. We'll be right back on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And Doug Duda back with you here at Overton High School. Our Thursday night volleyball, Fort Kearney Conference style. Overton swept Wilcox Hildreth 25-10, 25-12. Elm Creek won 25-12, 25-8. And we're in our final match opening set. Overton 13 and Elm Creek 10. Three in a row here for the Eagles to grab their biggest lead of the opening set. And out of the Elm Creek timeout, Lori Callahan will try and keep it going from the service line. Takes it across to Casey Sutherland. Up to the 10-foot line, it's dumped into the net. All of a sudden, Elm Creek not handling the serve. They're not passing it well, and that's not giving their setters or their hitters any chance. Callahan looking for four in a row. Passed up front again and can only be bumped over, so Elm Creek is definitely having some problems as Eklund goes up and drives it off the double block and gets the kill. The junior now the beneficiary of some easy passes back over to her. She now has five kills, and it's 15-10 Overton. Callahan serve, dug out Sutherland, set middle. Now Berkey gets a swing. The dig is made by Beavers in the back row. Set to the outside. Going to be tipped across there, but on it is Overholzer. Passed above the net. The attack by Berkey is going to be nice. One-arm save is what's going to happen. Farley, and it goes back across, then set back over. We got a free ball above the net. Tipped down by Elm Creek. They'll finally put it away. Overton was scrapping up basically that entire point, and finally Jackie Berkey put an end to it with her third kill. And that snaps the 5-0 run by the Eagles, 15-11 Overton. And Olivia Hubbard is in to serve it away. Hubbard, strong serve to Callahan. Here's the set. Enix Eklund goes up. Ball goes down. Right back over to Overton. And that's her sixth kill of the opening game. 16-11 is the score. And ready to serve it away is going to be Paige Smith. Hubbard went and ran it down. It might have been out of bounds. She just didn't know that, and so the ball's still alive. Here's Smith, short set. Eklund, tip try over the block, down and good. Eklund got the single block to commit, and when she got her in the air, tipped it over, and down it goes. 17-11 now. Overton starting to pull away. Smith on the serve. Picked up middle. Overholzer gets it across. Dig out Callahan. Smith set. Outside, big swing, and the attack is down and good for Miranda Farley. Elm Creek was in the net anyway. It wouldn't have mattered. And it's 18-11, so after being tied at 10, Overton has went on an 8-1 run, and they still have the ball with Paige Smith and a final timeout by Elm Creek. So with a timeout on the floor in game one, it's Overton 18, Elm Creek 11. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
When you're looking for a mechanic, you need someone you can trust and someone who knows what they're doing so they can get you back on the road. You have places to go and people to see, so make the car shop in Overton your first stop. Tim and the gang do general repairs, parts, and service. The Car Shop in Overton is a very proud supporter of all the area athletes in and out of the game. The Car Shop in Overton, your one-stop automotive headquarters. So when you're in need of parts, repairs, and service, the Car Shop is all you need.
And welcome back to Overton. Second timeout used by Elm Creek. Overton leading it 18-11. And Paige Smith to serve it away, looking for three in a row here, but puts it into the net. And a service error will give it over to Elm Creek. Back into the ball game's front row is going to be Tori Meyer. And the Buffaloes will send Whitney Hubbard back to the service line. Try and crawl back into game one here, down 18-12. Easy serve right into the middle of the floor, picked up by Beavers. Set across their Enix, though. They didn't handle it after that. And set to the middle, Miner gets a swing on it. Picked up back row by Beavers again. Back row attack, Callahan can't get it over the net. Point for Elm Creek. 18-13. Boy, Overton had a golden opportunity on this very first serve receive and just didn't get it set to the right spot. Hubbard serve, Enix can't handle it. It's an ace, 18-14. Elm Creek with three in a row, cuts it to four. First ace serve of the match for Elm Creek. And Hubbard again moves it around. Callahan takes it deep middle. Seth Smith, right side, Eklund rolls it across. Olivia Hubbard dig, Overholzer gets it up. And the swat across by Sutherland, not much on it. It'll be set to the outside. Here's Farley, her attack is deep and out of bounds. And it's a three-point game, and Overton is going to call a timeout. So Elm Creek has crawled back into it, but in large part due to the errors by Overton. 18-15 Overton, Elm Creek with the serve, and a little run going when we come back.
You've been planning to finish that room and remodel the basement, but there's never time. You can't always keep up on the to-dos of a house, and that's when you call the guys at Husker Tech. They can take the stress out of getting your house done, allowing you to still live your life. Commercial or residential remodeling, Husker Tech can also do all the concrete work, and they specialize in farm building steel or wood construction. They can take care of everything that needs to be done, except for maybe the dishes. That's on you. So call the McCarter boys today. You can find their listing in the Overton phone book.
And we're back out of the timeout. Elm Creek to serve it away out of that Overton timeout. Enix is going to take the swing. Picked up there Hubbard, but not good enough on the pass. And give Kinsey her first kill of this game. She really had a good match against Wilcox-Hildreth, especially in the second set. And now Grace Eklund will go back and serve it away here. 19-15 Overton opening set. Floats it across to Olivia Hubbard. Here's the set by Shelby Ferguson on the outside. Overholzer is blocked, but it's set right back over to the Eagles. Set Smith, right side. Enix has a wide open corner, and she puts it down there. The sophomore with back-to-back kills, and it's 20-15 Overton. Eklund to serve. Elm Creek has already used both of their timeouts. And Eklund serve. Into the back to Hubbard. Pass right up there to Ferguson. Miner on the attack. Callahan takes the dig. Smith sets outside. Farley swing, and it's out of bounds wide. Elm Creek side out. And Yayla Oberholzer with the serve. Again, Haley Boston, who had played the first seven matches, re-injured her thumb. She's out tonight. And the serve is across, right back to Elm Creek. Be swatted over there by Ferguson. Kept alive, and a standing spike return by Beavers. Elm Creek goes back to the outside. Ferguson jams it into the double block. Can they save it? Yeah, they do. Good hustle by Smith. Punched across by Callahan. Overholzer sets middle. Miner one more time. This time it's not coming back. Tori Miner with her second kill. Elm Creek hanging around. Overholzer to serve. 20-17 Overton. And Oberholzer will swat this one down the middle. Eklund backs up, passes it into the net. It's going to be an ace serve. She backed up farther than she needed to, then kind of had to stab at the volleyball, and it goes down as an ace for Oberholzer, and Coach Haley Ryan has decided not to waste any more time. She'll take another timeout, so we're all out of timeouts in Game 1, Overton 20 and Elm Creek 18.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And we're back with you here at Overton. Again, thanks to the many fine sponsors and Athletic Director Jay Stair and the crew here for their hospitality. Elm Creek, we were tied at 10, then they fell behind 18-11. They've cut it down to 2, 20-18. Overton on serve receive. They go to Beavers. It's blocked. The block is out of bounds. Beavers will get the kill. Her third, Overton 21, Elm Creek 18. And back to serve it away will be Farley, and Elm Creek didn't handle it very well. I don't think they're going to get it back, and no, they won't. We'll put that down as an ace serve for Miranda Farley. That's her second of the game. And it seems like Overton has been able to score their points a lot easier than Elm Creek. They've had to work for a lot more. Strong serve to Hubbard. Again, it's passed off the floor. Oberholzer runs it down, and it's going to be punched across by Miner. Here's the set by Smith. Right side, Enix drives it across. Whitney Hubbard with the dig. Pass towards the middle. Miner's going to get a swing on it. Dug out there by Farley. Set to the outside. Callahan, she's blocked up front. Once, second time, Miner put it away. The block by Shelby Brown popped it up in the air, and Miner got a good-looking swing on it. And back over to Elm Creek. Buffalo's football team and student body here for this second match, putting some more motion into this game as Casey Sutherland will serve. 22-19 Overton. Callahan will take it across. Miner, they'll set it back to her, but she put it into the net. And it's 23-19 Overton on the attack error. Serving it away for Overton will be Madison Beavers. Had three ace serves in the Wilcox-Hildreth match. Sophomore drills it off the top of the net. It goes over to Hubbard. Here's the set by Sutherland, and it'll be tapped across there by Brodeen, and we have got out of rotation called on Overton. It was a late out of rotation in the middle of the point, and give the ball back over to Elm Creek. Out of rotation, may have had the wrong server up there, and Elm Creek now will serve it away. Waiting for the whistle is Tori Miner, but they're down 23-20 here to unbeaten Overton. Miner with a knuckleball serve across to Smith. Enix sets middle. Callahan is blocked at the net, but it gets over to Elm Creek. They'll set it here, and it's just going to be punched over by Shelby Brown. Enix had to dig it up. Back row, Eklund on the attack. Into the net. Point, Elm Creek. And now with both teams out of timeouts, if Elm Creek gets three here in a row, Overton won't be able to stop it except put in a sub, and they're going to do that right now. Brooke Christ Mitchell checks in. 5'3 junior to play some back row defense. Mitchell now to serve it away. Or Miner, excuse me, and wow, she got aggressive and sent that about 10 feet too deep. And that will make it game point for Overton. And now Beavers will serve it away. She wasn't supposed to last time, but serves it into the net. So the teams exchange service errors. Shelby Ferguson comes back in to serve. Elm Creek needs to get the next two, or Overton takes game one. It's still game point, 24-22 Overton here in the opening set. And the freshman Ferguson, nice serve, makes some play on that back line. Here's the set, Eklund on the outside. She will drive it across to the great dig in the back row. Ferguson tapped above the net, and Eklund will put it away. So one great dig, but it ended up above the net, and Grace Eklund gets her eighth kill of the game, and Overton wins the opening set, 25-22. Against Elm Creek. We'll be back and take a look at the first set numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Overton, and Elm Creek.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended
Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Let's take a look at the opening numbers from the first set for Elm Creek. Torrey Miner had one service point, three kills. Shelby Ferguson, two service points. Whitney Hubbard had five service points. One was an ace. Jackie Berkey had three service points. Casey Sutherland, a service point and a kill. And Yayla Oberholzer had two service points. One was an ace. Seven kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves for Elm Creek. For Overton, Kinsey Enochs had two kills. Grace Eklund, a service point, an ace block, eight kills. Lori Callahan, four service points. Paige Smith, five service points. Two of them were aces. Madison Beavers, three kills. And Miranda Farley, three service points. Two of them were aces, one kill. Overton had 14 kills, one ace block, and four ace serves as the Eagles win game one, 25-22 from Elm Creek. We'll be back with more of the Overton Eagle Volleyball Triangular right after this timeout on KKPR.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And Overton will serve it away, get an ace to start things off here in game number two with Lori Callahan. And so 1-0, Callahan picking up the fifth ace here for Overton. Second serve of hers is across, returned immediately. Slide to Eklund. She'll drive it over, and she'll get the kill. Number nine for Grace Eklund here in the match. And Overton off to a quick 2-0 lead. Two strong serves there from Lori Callahan. Callahan sends this into the deep corner. There's nobody there. Sutherland tried to get there but couldn't, and another ace serve, and it's 3-0. Callahan does not wait to serve that ball. When the whistle goes, she's putting it in the air. Now she goes real soft. Oberholzer picks it up at the 10-foot line to Berkey, tapped over. The dig made by Beavers, dumped across there by the setter, Smith. Here's a left-handed look from Kadra Brodeen. It's blocked. It's setting at the net. Grace Eklund tips it over. Elm Creek's ready and puts it back in play. Outside Enochs for Overton, and she's just off the back line, out of bounds. So a good rally there by both sides, and Elm Creek will pick up the point, and Olivia Hubbard will come in to serve for Kadra Brodeen. Hubbard serves, plays the back row. Brodeen comes in, plays that front row, and Hubbard will serve it across. Picked up in the middle there. And the attack is down and good by Eklund. She gets another one off the pass from Chris Mitchell, who's starting here in game number two. And serving it away is going to be Paige Smith. 4-1 Overton. To Hubbard, passed above the net. Couldn't be put away by Enix. It's passed back over again. Right side for Overton, and it's into the net. Or was it blocked out of bounds? They're going to say it was blocked out of bounds. A hand on it by Elm Creek. And give the kill to Madison Beavers. Right next to the up official, so she had a good look at it. And Paige Smith with the serve. Over to Hubbard. Had to run it down out of the net. Ferguson, and passed across by Oberholzer. So again, Elm Creek starting to have some problems on serve received. It's tapped across there by Beavers. And then the Elm Creek players run together, both trying to set it. And the collision causes the ball to fall to the floor. 6-1 Overton. And this is what happened in game number one after a close start, 10-10, then Overton went on a heck of a run, and Elm Creek had to keep trying to play catch-up, almost did. We've got a play at the net. The ball's tipped into the antenna. That's going to be a point for the Eagles. coach Brandy McCarter saying that was off of Overton, but that's not going to be the case, says the official, and Enix is going to pick up the point, 7-1. And Overton rolling right now. Smith over to Whitney Hubbard. Here's the Seth Ferguson outside. Good swing, but an equally good stuff and an ace block by Grace Eklund off the Sutherland attack, and that's going to force a timeout by Overton. By Elm Creek. Overton is out of the gate strong in game two. Eagles won the opening set 25-22. It's 8-1 Overton, game two, leading Elm Creek, and we'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Don't forget, at the end of the match, our Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats, coach interview, and more. So stay with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com as Paige Smith continues to serve, leading 8-1 Overton out of the Elm Creek timeout. Callahan sets it to the outside. Here's the attack by Enix. Across it comes to Ferguson and has to be passed over by Hubbard. Beavers sets. Here comes Eklund, punches it into the corner, and she hit the line. The linesman had to get out of the way, and the up official was on it. And Eklund now has 11 kills in this match, and Overton continues to cruise here, 9-1. Over to Whitney Hubbard. Good pass up front. Outside Sutherland takes it off the tip. The dig is made in the back row by Chris Mitchell, and Eklund will take a swing up front. Hubbard has it in the back row. Ferguson sets. Here's the middle. Set across by Berkey, though. Passed into the net. Overton's into the net. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, did they miss the hat? No, they didn't. It was a late whistle, but Overton fell into the net. And Elm Creek will pick up the point. Torrey Miner rotates back to the front row. And Whitney Hubbard will go back and serve it away here for the Lady Buffaloes. Hubbard's strong serve. Takes it at Callahan. Towards the net. It's kept out of the net by Smith. Tipped over by Eklund. Here's Miner for Elm Creek on the swing, and she has a one-arm save. Nice job, Overton, but passed above the net, and it'll be Elm Creek. Casey Sutherland to take advantage of the free ball. Overton did a good job of running that one down, but when they passed it back, it sat right above the net for an easy put away. Hubbard was at the service line when Elm Creek got back into game number one. Let's see if she can get them going here in game two, down 9-3. Eklund just sets it back across. Here's Sutherland again. She's blocked by Eklund, and Grace will have her third ace block of the match. And back over to Overton, 10-3. And returning to the lineup, Alyssa Bourbon. She'll check into the front row, a 5'5 freshman for Coach Haley Ryan. And Grace Eklund will now go back to serve it away. Both teams beat Wilcox Hildreth earlier tonight. Now trying to determine the winner of this triangular. And Overton has won 6 of their matches this year, and that's all they've played, and they'll get another point on the right side attack by Beavers. She'll get her 5th kill. Overton has been solid. They have not dropped a set yet this year. This will be their 3rd triangular. They've had one duel where they swept Cambridge, who's not as powerful as they used to be. They're still looking for their first win of the year. And Overton will float it across. Picked up there by Hubbard. They'll go to the outside. Overholzer decides to tip it across. Good one-arm dig that time by Callahan. Thrown over, and did they call a lift? No, they're going to call the point. Yeah, they are. They are going to call the lift. They are going to call the lift. It definitely looked like a lift, and the point will go to Elm Creek. But Elm Creek hasn't been able to put the ball down on the floor but once here in this set. The other points coming on Overton errors. Yayla Oberholzer to serve now, the foreign exchange student for Elm Creek, in the starting lineup tonight with Haley Boston out. And it'll be passed across by Callahan. Ooh, Elm Creek almost passed it into their own net when they had an easy one come over. Beaver sets back row. The swing is going to be taken across by Smith, and Paige will get the kill. They don't go to her very often, but they decided to try it there. And it's 12-4 Overton. Back to serve it away. Kinsey Enix, the sophomore, strong serve, returned above the net. It's tipped there by Bourbon, and down to the floor it goes. Elm Creek kind of watched that play, and Bourbon's going to get credit for her first kill. And the final timeout will be taken here by Elm Creek. It's starting to slip away. Overton won the opening set 25-22, and they're up 13-4 here in the second set on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Doug Duda back with you here. Overton with a 13-4 lead in the second set. Again, they've won every set they've played. They still have some of the tougher competition to come. Their big match, their big win, I guess you would say so far, was against Axtell, handing them their only loss of the season in the last triangular that was played here just over a week ago, last week on Tuesday when we came back from Labor Day. Out of the Elm Creek timeout, Enix with the serve, Miner with the attack, and the kill for Tori Miner. That is her fourth. And it makes it 13-5, Overton. And in to serve it will be Casey Sutherland. And back into the front row, Kadra Brodeen. Elm Creek's going to have to dig out of a pretty big hole here. Let's see if they can get it started. Slide right side and into the corner. Beavers, nobody was there. And Madison Beavers will pick up her sixth kill and right back over to Overton. Elm Creek just hasn't been able to string together very many points tonight. They'll side out for a while, then maybe get three in a row, but the runs have been put up here by Overton and trying to, with a more aggressive serve, Madison Beavers, and she was too aggressive. Out of bounds it goes. Elm Creek serves again. Miner's going to stay in and serve. She'd been rotating out. They'll let her stay in and serve it to Enix in the back row. Here's a right side attack by Bourbon. Dig is made by Oberholzer, and from the 10-foot line it's passed across by Shelby Brown. Overton sets outside. Callahan goes up, takes it off the block, and gets the kill. Lori with her first kill of this match. Haven't went to her much here in this set. And Overton just keeps on getting one at a time now, and they can do that the rest of the way out as Brooke Christ Mitchell will check in to serve here for the Lady Eagles. And her serve just got over the top of the net. Played by Brown, set to Brodeen. Brodeen down the near side. Enox with the dig. They'll go to the middle. Punched over by Eklund. Not a whole lot on that one. Hubbard makes the dig, but they can't get a good set, and it's passed across. So Overton gets an opportunity to grace Eklund, and her swing is deep. Set that one off the back line, and Elm Creek will re-enter. Shelby Ferguson, her turn to come in and serve the volleyball away. 15-7 Overton. They won the first set 25-22. Trying to stay perfect on the season, not only overall, but in every set they've played as Smith punches it over. Brodeen ends up setting it into the middle for Berkey, who's been quiet lately. The dig is made by Enox to the outside. Callahan drives it. Brodeen partially blocked it, but nobody can get it back. And Callahan will get her second kill. 16-7 Overton, and Callahan will go back and serve it away as we begin another rotation here. She's the leadoff server for the Eagles. Goes far corner. Sutherland tracks it down. Played in the air to Oberholzer. She drives it over. Callahan gets a hand on it. It stays in the back row. Has to be passed across. It just barely got over. Oberholzer with the dig. They'll pass it to Brodeen. And it's going to be deep on the attack. Out of bounds. Overton now up by 10. 17-7. Callahan 8 points from that service line in this match. Fires it across again. And the setter, Ferguson, will take it across. Slide to Eklund. She'll drive it through the double block. And Overton now has it going in cruise control. Elm Creek has already used both their timeouts. Here's the set, Berkey. Big swing. Callahan keeps it up. Eklund sets it for Enoch, who slaps it across. Sutherland with the dig. Here's the set by Ferguson. Middle attack that time by Berkey. Trouble for Overton, but they do pass it across. Free ball here. Can Elm Creek do anything with it? Overholzer tips it across. Can't tip those free balls. It just gives the opponent, no matter who it is, a chance to get off the hook. Berkey tips it over the double block. Nice dig out there by Beavers. Got a long rally going here. Elm Creek would go to the other side, right side. And for the lefty, Brodeen, she'll finish the point. Kadra with her first kill of this match. A long rally that ends up going to Elm Creek. And back in to serve will be Olivia Hubbard. Hubbard serve into the net. Overton 19, Elm Creek 8. Overton won the opening set 25-22. Paige Smith to go back and serve it away. Well, I must have made a mistake. I thought she was just back there. Serves this one across. And we'll go to the right side for Eklund, and Eklund will drive it home. Point number 20. Lori Callahan was back there for a while. I guess Paige was back there the first time they went on that long run to jump out to a 7-1 lead. Actually, a 9-1 lead. Smith has 11 points from the service line in the match. It's 20-8. To the outside, it'll be set across by Sutherland. Dig made by Callahan. Here's Enochs with the swing. Off the block, down and good. It's pretty simple to see how it's going on out there right now. Just the swings are being made by Overton, and Elm Creek isn't getting any aggressive swings. And it's been a little bit easier here for Overton. Smith with the serve. Overpassed. Enochs went for the free swing, and it didn't go down, so the ball's still alive. Ferguson sets outside. Sutherland rolls it over. One arm up that time by Smith. Passed across for the back row by Callahan. Above the net, little tip drill. It's going to be on Elm Creek's side. They will get it over. And now can Overton return it? People banging into each other all over the place. And finally, the ball falls to the floor. It'll be an Elm Creek point. That wasn't pretty from the get-go. And Hubbard will go back and serve it away again. She's already back there. Quick time through the rotation. And Hubbard floats it down the middle to Callahan. Set middle. Enochs off the block. Ferguson swats at it, keeps it alive. Sutherland at the net. It'll be blocked by Eklund. It's returned back over to Grace. Now they'll set it to her in the middle, and she'll put it away. 22-9. Overton, 3 points away from a 7-0 start to the season. Eklund to serve, and Alyssa Bourbon back in to the front row for the Lady Eagles. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up, so keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9. Glad to have you along with us. And Eklund with the serve. Puts a little top spin on that one to Sutherland. They're going to set to the back row. And Casey Sutherland, I don't think, was expecting that. Miss hit it. And it's 23-9. Eklund on the serve. Two away from the match. Unusual serve. She spins the ball underhanded and then swats it across. Not a jump serve or anything, but tries to get that spin going without doing a jump serve. And Beavers on the right side attack. Going to miss the line just a tad deep. And point for Elm Creek. Back in Shelby Brown for Coach McCarter. And Yayla Oberholzer to serve it away. 23-10. Overton with the lead. And Oberholzer serve. Good solid one. How about an ace? Oberholzer with the ace serve. That'll be her second of the match. 23-11. Almost impossible hill to climb here, but let's see if Elm Creek can at least get a few more points before we're done. Knuckleball serve right at Eklund, and then some misfiring. I'll come up with some kind of a word there for Overton. Miscommunication is probably the best. It's going to go as an ace for Oberholzer. This time she tries to find the far corner. They let it go, and it hits the tape. The official says that's three in a row. For Yayla Oberholzer, 23-13. Oberholzer, nothing special, just trying to move the ball around. Line drive down the middle. Callahan got it. Nobody else did. How about four aces in a row? Time out, Overton. So Yayla Oberholzer has got on that back line, and she has fired four in a row. It's still Overton up by nine, 23-14. We'll be back with the conclusion of our match right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes.
And welcome back. 23-14, Overton. But Oberholzer has just thrown four aces at him for Elm Creek. She'll put a knuckleball across here to Enochs. She's got it. Set to the right side. Punched over and out of bounds by Bourbon. The freshman got anxious on that one. And Elm Creek picks up another point. Right now you still say too little too late, but who knows? We've seen long runs by both teams tonight. Maybe Oberholzer can keep it going. 23-15. Callahan on serve receive makes a pretty good pass up to Smith. Here's Beavers, cuts it across. Hubbard with the dig, but they will not get it back and give Beavers the kill. Madison, her seventh, and it is now match point for Overton at 24-15. And Enochs will go back to serve it away here. A point away from a 7-0 start to the season for the Overton Lady Eagles. And Enochs with the serve. Picked up by Hubbard, run down over Holzer. Gets it to Brown. Shelby takes it off the block. One-arm return there. A couple of taps, and it's in the Elm Creek backcourt. They'll set it up. Here's Miner in the middle. Gets a good swing. Off the block that time of Bourbon. It comes over to the Eagles and set across by Smith. Another opportunity for Elm Creek. And Miner at the net. Hits the net. Doesn't go over. They'll say it was touched. Miner will try again. This time it's deep and out of bounds. And that is the end of the match as Overton wins them both tonight, 25-22. 25-15 over the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, and they'll improve to 7-0 on the season. Elm Creek will fall to 5-4, and we'll take a break and be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show after this timeout.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Hey everyone, on your way back from Husker Harvest Days, stop by Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge for the Big Ear Contest. And we mean corn. Everyone is invited to bring your biggest ear of corn to Sportsman's on Thursday, September 15th, and enjoy $2 bottles of Coors or Miller beer, plus beer battered brats, all you can eat off the grill for $3. There's door prizes and a grand prize for the biggest ear of corn. So don't miss the fun and prizes at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge, sunny downtown Gibbon.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. Well, here on Cystic Fibrosis Night, they had a big fundraiser at Overton for the cause, and they come away with two more victories. We'll tell you all about it now on a Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play, whether it's volleyball, softball, football, doesn't even matter. Folks, if you're thinking ahead already, getting ready for the winter season, or if you just want to get some gear for the Husker game or the Loper game this weekend, they can take care of you as well. Major League Baseball playoffs are right around the corner. Maybe you need a new hat to support your team. Misco's has it all on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Not much going on there in Game 3 or Game 2 for Elm Creek. Torrey Miner had one kill. Whitney Hubbard had a service point. Casey Sutherland had a kill. Kadra Brodeen had a kill. Yayla Oberholzer had 5 service points. 4 of them were aces. 3 kills, no ace blocks, 4 ace serves for Elm Creek. For Overton there in the second set, we see that Kinsey Enochs, 2 service points, 2 kills. Grace Eklund, a service point, 2 ace blocks, and 5 kills. Lori Callahan, 4 service points. 2 of them were aces, 2 kills. Paige Smith, 8 service points and a kill. Madison Beavers, 4 kills. Alyssa Bourbon had a kill. 14 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as Overton takes the second set 25-15 and wins the match 25-22, 25-15. We'll come back and take a look at the final overall stats, wrap things up, see if we can get a chat with Coach Haley Ryan right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
We're back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, joined by head coach Haley Ryan of the Overton Eagles. And, Coach, when your kids get on a run, they seem to put it on a run. You guys served really, really tough in both games tonight.
They did, and they were very consistent on their play, and that's what's exciting, is when these girls are consistent and play tough throughout the whole game and never give up, whether the other team goes on a run or we're on the run, the girls play continuous and play all the way to the end. And that's one thing that we've improved on since last season. Last season we played a lot of tough games, a lot of close games, but sometimes it was 2 points where we weren't getting the win. You know, our record didn't show it last season, but it's the same six girls this last season.
And you're sticking with those six girls as well out there. I mean, that's the core you got. You're working on the young kids because you've also got a couple of young kids out there. It's not just seniors, but we talked about this a couple of years ago when Lori was a sophomore and a freshman and Grace was a freshman. And these kids that you've seen out there, they've seen a lot of playing time. It's their turn.
They have. I'm definitely excited with some of the show in the weight rooms throughout the summer. I think that's a big part in the shape that we're in and being able to finish the game, because these girls, they come in hard in practice and they go 100%. They don't let up. They know what it takes to be a winning team. So they're stepping up when they need to this season.
What about the girls that you are kind of shuffling in there, the freshmen and the sophomores? How do you like the way they've come along through just seven matches?
You know, I think they're doing a good job. We do have, a different lineup, both times. You know, we're shuffling things around. It's nice that everybody can get some experience. Everybody can get some playing time. They're adjusting well. They're having fun. They're having, they're bringing it in all the time. They're having a lot of team unity. So we're just excited to see the girls be able to play different positions at different times and improve their skills in those areas so that, in any situation, they're ready to play.
Grace seems to be the one that's going to get all the attention. She's the tall girl out there. She's getting the kills, but it seems like the setters are getting the ball where they need to be, and then every once in a while we feed the setter, and she does something as well. So it seems like if they know they're not going to be coming out, they're not worried about who's going to get the volleyball. They seem very cohesive. They're getting along and all that kind of stuff.
Paige Smith is an awesome setter. I'll tell you what, she's been playing volleyball for a long time, and whenever you have an athlete that's been playing a sport for a long time, there's a lot of ball control on the court. There's a lot of consistency in the match. A lot of leadership on the court. So our setters are doing a nice job, and Kinsey, this is her second year, so she's getting more experience. Madison was playing right side, so Madison is learning to connect with some of the hitters. It's always nice when you can run some different plays on offense, because the girls have the experience. They know what you want. They know how to adjust when maybe the pass isn't right where they needed to be.
Tuesday, you go over to Loomis, and you're probably going to see your biggest test when Bertrand sets on the other side. Loomis is always pretty good. Franklin's down a little bit. Talk about playing three matches in one night instead of just two.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think the girls are ready for it. I think that we're going to have some tough matches. That's a given. We know that Loomis is, always has a good program. They have solid hitters. They have a solid team. They have a lot of returning players back from last year. So we know they're going to be tough. We haven't seen Bertrand yet. Bertrand is one that we took last year. We took him three sets, and it was 23-25. This year I think that would motivate our team to play that much harder, because Bertrand always is scrappy on defense. They always have a team that's going to bring back that ball, and they're never going to let up. They're never going to just, give up on the game. So those are the games that are fun to play, because it really it challenges both teams to the best of their ability to see, who's going to come out, who's going to finish the game, and who's going to keep going.
Well, Coach, we'll let you go. I know we've got cystic fibrosis night tonight. It's time to go take some pictures and then get ready for tomorrow. So best of luck next week. Congratulations tonight.
Okay, thanks for being here.
You bet. Haley Ryan, head coach, she can go home and tell Eric, hey, we're still undefeated. That's what she can say as this volleyball team is off to a 7-0 start. Let's give you the final overall numbers of this last match. And first of all, for Elm Creek, Tori Miner had one service point, four kills. She looks like one of these girls. And in talking with Brandi McCarter, she goes, we're young. As I said in the pregame, most of these girls, if they were playing last year, weren't seeing the same type of time or weren't playing the same positions for the most part. Kind of like the way Miner's aggressiveness is out there. Shelby Ferguson, a good young freshman who's moved in, doing some setting after the senior Haley Boston re-injured her thumb. And so she is the setter, had a couple of service points. Whitney Hubbard, the libero, had six service points. One was an ace. Jackie Berkey, three kills. Casey Sutherland, another sophomore, had a service point, two kills. Kaja Brodeen had one kill. And how about the foreign exchange student getting her first start tonight? Yayla Oberholzer had six service points, make it seven service points. Five of those were aces. She threw four in a row there late in game number two. So Elm Creek didn't have a ton of kills, just 10. No ace blocks, six ace serves. They are now 5-4 on the season. And up next for Elm Creek, they play tomorrow night at Maxwell with the football game going on as well. And then they head up to Anselmo Myrna Tuesday for a triangular with Anselmo Myrna and South Loop, which is the Callaway Arnold get-together. Then they will head over to SEM and play the Mustangs and Loomis 1 week from tonight. For Overton, Kenzie Enox had two service points, four kills. Grace Eklund, two service points. All three of the team's ace blocks in a match high, 13 kills. Lori Callahan had eight service points. Two of them were aces, two kills. Paige Smith led the team in serving this game with 13 points. Two of those were aces, one kill. Madison Beavers, seven kills. Alyssa Bourbon had one kill. And Miranda Farley, three service points, two of those aces, one kill. Overton, 28 kills, three ace blocks, 6-8 serves as the 8th-ranked Eagles improved to 7-0 with a 25-22, 25-15 victory. And then on Tuesday night, they head to the 4-team round-robin invite in Loomis, where they will be taking on all three teams that are there, Loomis, Franklin, and Bertrand. Everybody will get three matches in. And, of course, Bertrand, that will be the big one. The Vikings, depending on which rankings you look at, number one in Class D2, and they are off to a 6-1 start on the season. So, Bertrand, depending on where you look, number one in NebraskaVolleyball.com, number four in the Lincoln Journal Star. Omaha hasn't given them as much respect. They're sitting at number seven, dropped from number one to number seven after their lone loss of the season. So that's some good volleyball. We've got more volleyball coming up for you next week here on Classic Hits 98.9, but tomorrow night it's high school football. We stay in the Fort Kearney Conference. Tony Davis joins me from Pleasanton. It's a battle of unbeatens early on in the season. Couple of 2-0 teams. They call it a rivalry game, but it's been a long time since SEM has knocked off Pleasanton, and Pleasanton would seem to be the favorite again tomorrow night, but we'll find out. Colin Janicek in that 460-yard-plus passing performance last week in the win over Loomis. Can they keep it going at home against the SEM Mustangs? Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Kearney Catholic will be at Cambridge. You can hear that game on ESPN 1460. Sutton Sandy Creek will be on the Breeze 94.5 FM. For more information on any of our football games, and if you want to listen to any of them online, you can go to PlatteRiverPreps.com and check out all of the sporting news when it comes to all of the area schools. Steph, thanks so much for taking care of us back at the studio today with the engineering and producing of this broadcast. I'm Doug Duda saying you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and see Steve and the entire gang. They have taken care of you for over 30 years. They'll continue to do so. Whatever you need, something for you, something for the kids, it'll make you play, look, and feel better, and in this weather, warmer. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. The wrap-up tonight, Overton beat Wilcox Hildreth 25-10, 25-12. Elm Creek beat Wilcox Hildreth 25-12, 25-8. And Overton takes care of Elm Creek 25-22, 25-15 from Overton. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.